It's a lost world, different times. Patron saints were in their prime then. While we were a Carmelite-oriented household, Mrs. Devlin, next door but one, was a hardcore adherent of Martin de Porres, since canonised but then only blessed, with two syllables. Blessed Martin had an ace up his sleeve, the moving crib, exhibited every Christmas on his vicarious premises in Parnell Square. Animatronics, before we knew the word. There, during the school holidays, you could see nodding donkeys, angels with indolently flapping wings, and wise men recurrently gifting baby Jesus with gold, frankincense and myrrh. And all for free. February was the magic month. On the 3rd of February, the Feast of St. Blaise, the patron saint of those who work on radio, we went to Whitefriar Street Church to have our throats blessed with one syllable. Intercession by Blaise, a good doctor, had saved a young boy from choking to death on a fishbone, so Blaise was popularly accorded powers to stave off afflictions of the throat, whatever they might be. This was a thrilling ceremony, crowds of people kneeling at the altar rail, a priest holding crossed candles at your neck, and incanting the blessing to give your throat another year's warranty. While I fully believed in Blaise's abilities for many Fridays afterwards, I was conscious of eating my fish fingers carefully so as not to put myself into the way of needing his help. Years later, on holiday, I was delighted to renew my acquaintance with Blaise when I found Dubrovnik to be a major centre of his cult, with reliquaries containing various bits of his body, including, nostalgically, a bone from his own throat. In hot, sunny Croatia, I could conjure up the smell of candle wax, damp wool, and smoky winter air.